The WLEW News and Public Affairs Department now presents What Do You Think? Here is your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
And good morning. We have in our studio today Dean Smith from the Thumb Music Makers, also Dick Campbell, and on the phone, Roger Lewis. Are you with us, Roger? Roger, are you with us?
Yes.
Okay, Roger. I don't know if you can hear him, but I can. Dean Smith is here along with Dick Campbell, and we're going to be talking about the performance coming up. And it's going to be you and your barbershop quartet doing the performing, so tell us a little bit about what you've got going.
Okay. The Harmony Hounds Quartet started in 1958, and over the 54 years since then, there have been a total of 13 guys in the quartet. We like to say that the current group is the 11th litter of hounds.
11th litter?
The current foursome has sung together since for over 30 years. We are primarily a comedy quartet. Unlike a lot of barbershop quartets, we use some instruments for some of our numbers: string bass, a guitar, ukulele, and the material we have is, again, mostly all comedy related. Some of the things we do are like Ray Stevens sort of numbers, like The Streak and various other things. Over all those years, I started singing in the quartet in 1962, but over those years, 1969, we competed internationally in St. Louis, Missouri. 1970, we went on a USO tour to Japan, Philippines, and Guam and performed in the hospitals for the wounded Vietnam veterans. And in 1974, we made a trip to England. It was a barbershop trip, going to various barbershop chapters and then appearing at their convention. And we've done shows pretty much all over the eastern half of the United States. So that's a real quick snapshot of the quartet.
Now, your quartet, do you do some of your own arranging, or are you more into the classics?
You pick up numbers from various places. When we hear a song, for example, on the on the radio or on a CD, etc., and we want to pick it up, if it's a song like a Ray Stevens song, for example, or like what the Limelighters or the Smothers Brothers or something used to do, we work out our own arrangement on that with using instruments, because a chord progression is pretty much standard. So we work those out. When it comes to the straight barbershop numbers where it's just singing, there's always an arrangement that we start with. We may make some alterations of it for our own purposes, but there's always a written arrangement somewhere that we begin with.
Do you find that it just kind of comes natural, being able to harmonize, or is this really something that is a work in progress that you have to learn, and you have to learn how to deal with the people you're singing with at the time? You're talking about all these different incarnations you've had of your group. Someone new comes along, there's just going to be a little difference there.
Well, it always takes a good ear to sing barbershop. You need to know when you're tuning and when the chord is right. That's kind of one of the things that you learn by singing barbershop. Most guys that sing in a quartet started out by singing in a chorus. I always say that when a guy comes to a barbershop chapter meeting for the first time, he's probably a better singer than he thinks he is, and then he becomes a better singer because we do a lot of teaching. It's an educational process throughout the whole society, which is like 30,000 members strong around the world. So it's a combination of that. Now, when you're getting ready to get somebody into a quartet, you already know probably what kind of a singer he is because you've been around him. And if not, and regardless, you do some auditioning when you make a change. And as I say, there's 11 different litters, so you can see we did a lot of changes over the years. You try out a few people. And, you know, with the Harmony Hounds, it's always been, number one, how are they on stage because you're doing comedy, and how do they deal with comedy, and then, you know, how well they sing in tune kind of falls below that a little bit.
Now, you're talking about doing comedy barbershop. I assure you, if I tried to do barbershop, people would laugh, but not for the right reasons. What basically are you doing on stage?
We're going to do things like there's a meeting here tonight. I wonder who, can't remember who started that. Might have been Smothers Brothers or somebody like that. We do a version of My Old Man. You know, My Old Man's a refrigerator repairman or whatever it is, and there's a lot of different opportunities for verses on that. We sing songs that sound basically straight, like Wait Till the Sun Shines Nelly, except that there's a lot of visual shtick put into that. And the same way with some of our other songs, it's primarily visual. And then there's a song about dieting, and there's a song about the importance of skin. And you know, it's a very very wide combination of material that we'd sing.
Well, it kind of sounds like the barbershop equivalent of the Victor Borge thing on the piano that you are.
Oh,
you know,
we'd love to be as good as he was.
But I mean, you're a serious player, but you can do it for laughs.
Right. Yeah, it's making fun of some things. I mean, we sing I Want a Girl, but that's the only part of it you'd recognize, because it's all a parody. And that's true of a lot of what comedy groups sing, comedy quartets sing, is a parody, a familiar song that people know the melody, they know what the song is, and then you change enough of it so you give it a totally different meaning.
Now, you're coming to Port Austin in the near future. That's right here in our area.
We are, July 11th.
And basically, you're going to be putting on one of your shows. Do you tailor it to the audience that you see when you arrive, or is it something that basically works for everybody, your comedy?
Oh, it works for everybody. We're in front of groups of all ages, and it appeals. I mean, we've done shows in schools for elementary classes, you know, going do that, and we've done nursing homes, rest homes. We just did a daycare center for elderly adults last week, and so the material that we use is all ages kind of get a kick out of it, and it covers that whole span.
Do you get concerned that it may be an art form that's dying out, that the young people aren't embracing it? Or are people doing it and we're just not seeing it as much as we should?
That's a terrific question, because it opens up a door here. The Society started about 7 years ago holding a youth festival at their midwinter conventions, which are held in January in some southern city. And we started out with like 9 choruses of young men from all over, well, practically all over the world. And it's grown every year. This year in Orlando, I think we had like 17 or 19 choruses and about 600 boys singing barbershop, all under the age of 25, a lot of high school, some college, and so on. And that's had a tremendous impact on the Barbershop Society. Of course, not all of them become members, but year before last, the age group that joined the Barbershop Harmony Society, there was more kids in that age that joined than any other age, was the age 19. So we're making a lot of effort toward the youth side of the society. It used to be that our membership average age was close to 60. It's down to under 50, I think, now, so that we are getting a lot of youth. We hold a collegiate quartet contest too. This is all happening next week, by the way, in Toronto, Ontario. And collegiate quartets, three or four of them now, have gone on to become an international champion of the society. Our current international champion quartet is from Sweden, and our second place quartet, which will probably win this year, is from New Zealand. So we're making great strides in youth, and you will begin to see more and more youth singing barbershop. It hooks them just the way that we... I'm 75 years old, but I've been a member for 53 years, so you can see I was a 20-something when I became a member. And in fact, I started singing in a quartet in high school. The harmonies, you know, hook kids just as they hook adults today, and so we're seeing a great youth movement in the society. I think that I can say that my grandkids are going to be around to see barbershop, yes.
How early can kids get involved in barbershop? It seems like it would be kind of a difficult thing, you know. You get everybody together, and all of a sudden you find out that's the day little Johnny's voice became a baritone instead of a tenor, and you're kind of, there goes the harmony. I mean, do you have to wait until your voice is fully developed to really get into this?
No. We have, next week, we'll also have chorus contests, 30 choruses from around the world singing. I promise you there will be some under 10-year-olds in those choruses. And sure, they start out singing tenor, and then their voice changes and they become a baritone or a bass or lead or whatever. And we have one of our top quartets now that, when I first saw them, and they were in a group called, I think, Family Ties, which was a dad and two sons and a friend of theirs, this young kid was singing tenor. Today he sings baritone. And so you change. I went the other way. I started in the society as a bass. Today I'm singing lead, so which is the melody higher. And yeah, voice changes. You just start singing a different part. And that happens a lot. And the thing about kids especially is they're usually such good singers that they can sing two or three parts. We have guys in the society that can sing all four parts easily. And so it's, you do whatever you want to do and whatever you're best at. I sing lead in the Harmony Hounds. I sing baritone in another quartet.
When you're singing, what are you listening to? Is it the other guys? Because sometimes what they're singing, you're singing something a little different, and it's kind of, if you're listening to them, you might get into their track instead of where you're supposed to be. It's like the old, row, row, row your boat, and then you get the second chorus going, and if you're just listening to the first guy, all of a sudden everybody's just singing the same thing.
Well... you hope that never happens, but once in a while it does. There's an awful lot of rehearsal that goes into being able to perform. And so you do a lot of rehearsing to make sure that each guy knows his part and knows where he has to be. Very seldom does somebody get off onto another part when they're singing in a quartet. You go out of tune sometimes. You're supposed to make a key change, and one guy doesn't make the key change, and if he's got a good ear, he'll usually get right back on. Once in a while, that doesn't happen, and you suffer through it. Not in experienced quartets. That's in new quartets that's happened. And it's a matter of rehearsal and knowing your music. And, you know, I hope that after 30 years, we know our music. We might have a little trouble remembering the words once in a while, but seldom does anybody get on the other parts. So.
Well, and at least if you're a comedy group, you can kind of play off it.
Right. Well, we do one that's intentionally totally out of tune, but I don't think we'll do it on that stage. It takes a musical audience to understand that. So, but it, we do one that's intentionally totally out of tune.
That must actually be hard for you, because every instinct in you is trying to get you back into tune, where you're trying to get yourself out of tune. I mean, that seems like, you know, on the surface, people would think, well, yeah, but anybody could do that. That sounds like it's hard for a professional to yeah, actually get that.
I'm the one that sings out of tune. They're, the other three are supposed to be in tune. So people say, don't you have trouble with that? And I always say, oh, was there something wrong?
So. Well, you are going to be up here in the Port Austin area next month.
Yes.
And
yes.
What type of tunes are you going to be singing? Do you have any actual numbers you've picked out yet, or is it just come and see?
Oh, well, probably our show is pretty close to being planned. We have a Hello song. We usually open with that and do Wait Till the Sun Shines, Nelly, and then probably a song called My Old Man, and then just various other kinds of things. We do a song called My Wife the Dancer. That was really popular back, 15, 20 years ago. Played on the radio a lot. Of course, as she was doing the bump, so on. The thing it is, you know, to talk about what our material is, even though I'd say I Want a Girl, it's the tune's going to be familiar, the words are not, to the audience. And we do a song, Poor Papa, and when we get done with Poor Papa, nobody could tell you what the song was, because they're too busy laughing. we hope they are anyway. So
you have to kind of make it your own to a certain extent. You know, when you hear, the more popular singers, you know, the pop tune stars and stuff, when they do a remake of like an 80s classic or something, they got to give it their own spin. Is that what you try to do, is to make it yours?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, if we go back to the same place to perform, there are certain number of songs that they will absolutely expect us to perform, because they're kind of signature songs, and if we didn't, they would ask for them. And there's probably out of maybe 20 numbers, there's probably four or five of those that you would almost say are practically mandatory in every performance, just because it doesn't matter how often we've been there, and because they are like signature. And yes, we do make them our own. Dick Campbell can tell you that too, because he knows us well. So,
well, terrific. We hope you get a great turnout when you come up to the Port Austin area in July, and we look forward to having you around the area.
And we're looking forward to coming up too. It's sounds like great fun.
Well, I know there's a lot of people up here who enjoy the music, and I'm sure you'll find plenty of people up here who will have stories to tell you.
Great. Good.
Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye. So, he is going to be performing along with three other people, obviously,
yeah.
Barbershop Quartet. And you folks from the Thumb Music Makers, Dean, this is part of what you do.
Yes, we do that. Wanted to announce that our program will be at the Port Austin History Center, which is 1 mile south of Port Austin. And the program will start at 7 o'clock, and admission is $10 for adults and $5 for students. And as you can tell by the interview, that it'll be a wonderful evening for all ages. And I have with me here Dick Campbell, who used to sing with this group. And he can add a comment or two to entice everybody to come.
Yeah. I hope everybody comes and enjoys a hilarious quartet who performs. I think the old story was that Roger would tell you, he probably will tell you that night, they never won a contest internationally, but never lost an audience either. So they just are an incredible bunch of guys that have gone through litter after litter after litter, 11 litters. And I've sang, I think, with all but about three of them at one time or another. And And that's the wonderful thing about barbershopping, is that you can ask somebody to stand in and apart and enjoy it and enjoy the sound that you're making. So I hope everybody comes out to hear just an outstanding group of guys.
Remember, this is July 11th, 7 o'clock.
And it's how much for adults and how much for
students? $10 for adults, $5 for students.
And this is basically covering their costs coming here to perform. I mean,
this is not a major nonprofit organization. We just cover our costs. We just want to bring quality music to the thumb. And we're going to do it this time with this wonderful quartet.
The quartet is wonderful to bring in. When Dean asked me about a quartet to sing, barbershop quartet to sing, I thought about several. And some of them are very expensive. If you're an international champion, you're an expensive quartet. Harmony Hounds are not expensive, but they're going to have to make some travel time and away from there. And they're going to be gone all this next week at international contest in Canada. So they're going to be really up and ready to go, I'm sure. But it's a wonderful, wonderful organization. It really is.
But years ago, people didn't travel that far, so you basically had quartets in your area that kind of made the rounds.
That's how you did it. And some of the quartets, the Rural Route 4, I recall, from years ago, came out of Iowa and Nebraska, and they were all farmers. And they were a comedy quartet, too. They were just a delight, but they were international champs, too. But they were from farm country, so they got together. I think they were three brothers and a cousin. So it was that kind of a thing. And families sometimes have barbershop quartets do competing. We've had several in the Pioneer District, and Michigan is part of the Pioneer District, along with some of Canada. And it's just an enjoyable kind of entertainment that you can really latch on to. And I'd sure like to put a plug in here at this point to say that if anybody's interested, see me, because we'd like to form a couple chapters up here in the Thumb. Would be really fun if we could do that. I've been trying to do that for 13 years since I've been up here, and from one obstacle to another. But if I get some real interest, we could sure start something.
Just don't all fight to sing lead.
No, really, it's amazing how much I sing lead, and because that's where my voice comes into. But I would like to be a bass. I dearly would like to be a bass, but I can't. I can't rattle a little sound like Dick Smith out of this quartet can rattle the lower timbre. So can Doran Burrell. He could sing, I think, just about every part that's there, but he sings baritone in Harmony Hounds.
Terrific. I understand you also have another program coming up a little later this summer. You generally do two a year.
Yes,
for these things.
Concert series. We have 2 years, and Bill Dumbrock will be our focus on the 6th of August, and his program, or our program, will be at the Harbor Beach Community Center, or Community Theater, and the prices will be the same there. It starts at 7 o'clock. All you people like big bands, this is a place to come. You know the quality music that the Bill Dumbrock offers, and the spirit is always with the group. So come and join us for both of our concerts.
You'll enjoy the acoustics in that community theater thing. That's what I'm looking forward to. That's wonderful acoustics in that building. Really well done.
Is there a website, a phone number people can call if they want more information, if they weren't able to jot down the dates and all of that? Just wanted to give them a second avenue.
I'm going to be up here. Dean goes back and forth between.
Yeah, they can call me at 989-428-4522, and maybe Dick will.
Yeah, you can give me a call at 989-428-5689. 989-428-5689. Be glad to talk to you.
Well, either about the upcoming events or if they want to join your groups, they're trying to form there. I thank you guys for coming in today. I hope you get a great turnout. I hope the weather's good so everybody goes in there. Come as you are. They're going to be in pretty much black tie. Is that something you're supposed to do?
I get to wear a black tie. Okay, I'm going to be the master of ceremonies, and so I'm going to try to pick on them a little bit, too, because I know them personally.
No, it's summertime. Come as you are.
Yeah, anyway, you are.
Thank you very much for this time, and we hope to have a program that everybody will enjoy.
Thanks for being with us. Again, that's coming up July
7th.
11th.
July 11th.
That's in Port Austin.
Yes.
Just on the east side where they moved the old community house and made it into the
new community center.
Community center.
Yeah. Pointe-Barques Road.
Pointe-Barques Road.
Yeah.
Our guests today on the program have been Dean Smith from the Thumb Music Makers, also Dick Campbell, and we were talking on the phone to Roger Lewis, one of the performers from the group. Coming up next month, I do want you to stay tuned. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.